from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Hello. Thank you for downloading. Welcome to it. All of that.
All of that usual stuff. Great show ahead. We ask a couple of unusual questions and get amazing responses, as always.
Yeah.
Cartoon crushes. It's a thing that I thought I was the only one experiencing as a kid. I've grown up to be an adult and everybody goes, oh, no, cartoons are hot.
Mate, we spoke to some thirsty people on today's show. thirsty.
One of them in particular loves his Simpsons.
Oh, I was a bit concerned where the conversation was going
to
lead.
It was close to the line. Like, we were going to have to dump him if he got any more passionate about the Simpsons.
His cartoon crush.
Yeah.
Hey, is it like... I know I went on holidays like a month ago. Is it too soon to be thinking about holiday?
Totally. Where are you going to go?
Well, I've booked flights to Perth for Christmas. Does that count?
Does that count as a holiday though?
No.
Like, you don't feel that's a holiday because that's you going home.
Well, over Christmas I kind of do because there's a lot of like all my friends are also on holiday.
Yeah, but you don't do any like holiday stuff.
No.
You know, it's usually when I was going home when I lived away from home, I'd go home and everything, I'd be so busy. I'd be busier than what I was normally because I'd have to see this person and see this person. I'd have a lunch here and then a dinner there and then there'd be a party. And it's just like, how about I just put my feet up and enjoy a couple of days off? You've also had a couple of really big weekends in a row.
True.
And we're heading into our Build a Boat Regatta. So you just need to take Sunday at least.
Well, I've got my best friend coming to stay this weekend until Monday morning.
Give yourself a weekend, whether it be this weekend or next weekend.
Do you know what? I get the day off for my birthday in 2 weeks.
There we go.
So that could be it.
I think I'll be sick that day because I don't want to do the show by myself.
Sucker. I would say I'll come in, but I won't.
You're also taking my birthday off for next year.
No, I'll be here for your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
You won't, though.
Feb 3?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going on the 5th.
Oh, I might be going to the US. Anyway, we're sorry. You want to just enjoy the episode and you've got Ellie and I gas bagging about holidays and don't want to work.
It's a short podcast today, so we needed to flesh it out. Now we have. There you go. Enjoy.
Fleshed out, enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
I want to take you back to yesterday's show where an innocent game of Under the Pump birthed a question. That sparked a conversation that we have been talking about for the last 24 hours, and we want to bring it to you again this afternoon. So Anne was playing Under the Pump, right? And she got asked a question that led to this interaction. Have a listen.
A cartoon character.
Sinbad.
A movie franchise. Sinbad's a great one.
Great answer,
though. Isn't Sinbad that cartoon crush you used to have when you were a kid, Ellie?
No, it's Aladdin.
Oh, I used to crush on Sinbad.
Did you?
Yeah.
So she was like,
a few years.
Cartoon character starting with S. Oh, hello.
You know who's hot? Eric from The Little Mermaid. Ariel falls in
love
with.
Let's do it as a phone topic tomorrow.
And now tomorrow has arrived.
545-11919. Who is your cartoon crush? I've had it up on my own Instagram story for the last day or so. It's up on the CFM story now. So if you want to head over to 919CFM on Instagram, let us know in the stories or give us a call and you could be scoring a double pass to Rumfire. It's back at Sunshine and Sun Saturday, November 2nd. You can get your tickets today. I'll give you one just to wet your whistle.
Oh, wouldn't say to wet your whistle when we're talking about hot cartoon characters.
Jasmine from Aladdin.
Yeah. She's got a good rig.
She's cute. 545-11919. Let's go.
To be fair, Aladdin's also hot. They're a hot couple. Yeah, Aladdin with his fun pants.
Fun pants?
Yeah.
MC Hammer used to wear those as well, to be fair.
Aladdin can rock MC Hammer pants like nobody's business.
A lot of love being shown for Kim Possible.
Okay.
I'm going to throw her under the bus here.
Ooh.
Denby from our street team loves Frozone from The Incredibles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where's my super suit?
Do you know who's not hot?
Yeah.
The dad from The Incredibles.
Oh, Mr. Incredible.
Yeah. He's a bit too big for me. I don't like him that buff.
Got a bit of a dad bod. Lot of love being shown for Daphne from Scooby-Doo. She seems to be a classic.
Mm.
There's apparently a very hot guy in Mulan. Shang, S-H-A-N-G from Mulan. I think he's the guy in the army that's training Mulan up.
I know the one you're talking about. Yeah, Li Shang. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He's got a good rig.
And
he's got like Legolas hair.
Weird one, grown-up Simba from Lion King.
Yes. In a weird way, I get it.
Do you? We also had Gil from Finding Nemo, the angel fish in the tank that has the scar on the side.
Oh, that person likes a bad boy, whoever submitted that.
She's our receptionist.
Of course.
Submitted that one. 545-11919, who is your cartoon crush? Let's go to the phones. Alex, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, Alex. Which cartoon character do you have a bit of a crush on?
This one takes a cake for sure, but Lola from Shark Tale.
Oh, from Shark Tale. I thought you were going to say Lola Bunny from Space Jam, because Lola Bunny's great too.
She's got the Angelina Jolie voice. She's everything a little boy wishes for. and a growing man.
Okay.
Can't lie.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you do you, boo. She's got her eyes are very far apart. I'm just looking at a picture of her now. She's like a fish. And she's got
You have to look at the hair flicks. The hair flicks are all on.
The hair flick, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Love it, Alex. You're in the draw, mate, for the double pass to Rumfire. It's back at Sunshine and Sun, Saturday, November 2nd. Get your tickets today. You could be scoring that very soon, Alex.
Sounds good. Cheers.
For me, I've got two. Mm-hmm. Jasmine from Aladdin, I've already said. Mm-hmm. Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, see, I'm in love with Eric from The Little Mermaid, so should we try and break them up?
You've got Eric and Aladdin as well.
Yeah. Yeah, Aladdin's cute.
Those are the right type of movies for us too. Because you're 32, I'm 31. Like, kind of, they came out at the right time.
Oh, I can sing Part of Your World like nobody's business.
That's tomorrow on the show, Sunny Coast. But 545-11919, we do have a double pass to Rumfire, thanks to Sunshine and Sons, to give away. So let's go to the phones.
Luke's in Coolum. Luke, who's your cartoon crush?
Oh, it has to be Mrs. Incredible.
Mrs. Incredible. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's so petite, isn't she?
Favourite scene of hers, Luke?
I actually can't even remember the movie. It's been too long since I've watched them, but I remember having a crush on her.
But she's very flexible.
She sure is.
She is.
Remember when she gets caught between the doors?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
I remember it well.
So does Luke, yeah, apparently.
Yeah. Luke's like, I don't remember any scenes. Yeah, no. Right.
Love it, Luke. Thank you. We'll go now to Ian. Ian, do you have a cartoon crush?
I do, and it's been for a very long time. I'm a huge Simpsons fan, and I have been as a kid growing up, and I've got to say Mrs. Krabappel. She had dressed in some lingerie, and I'm sure she was the first woman that I've seen as a kid in lingerie for Principal Skinner, and he knocked her back, and these days I wonder, God, if I was still called Principal Skinner, and I had Mrs. Krabappel in front of me with some of the things that she'd put on for him, my God, Mrs. Krabappel and me all the way.
I've never heard Krabappel said so much on a radio show before.
I tell you what, I've known this for a long time. I'm 38.
I think Ian's got it on VHS.
That is true love. I've never heard anyone speak so passionately about anyone.
I haven't seen any other sexy cartoon characters dressed in lingerie really before.
That's true. What about Marge? Can Marge get it?
Marge did, but she wore that silky long flowing thing that stops just above her knees for Homer and, you know. Oh, homie. Yeah.
What about Patty and Selma?
Patty and Selma? Oh, no, thanks. No, okay.
That's where we draw the line.
Yeah. Patty and Selma draw the line.
They do dress up in lingerie too, don't they?
Yeah. You seem to be the expert on that matter, Ian, so...
Yeah, they 100% do. Yeah, they do.
I think that's what the internet's for, Ian, honestly.
Ian, can you pinpoint the precise minute and the episode number of each time that a cartoon character from The Simpsons gets in lingerie?
You know what? Don't even put the test on me. I'll get back to you tomorrow.
Oh, you're a legend. Thank you, Ian. Very strong submission to this conversation. Jess from Lansbury, is that you?
No, it's Kaylee from Lansbury.
Oh, hello, Kaylee from Lansbury. Have you got a cartoon crush?
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
No way.
How old are you, Kaylee?
10.
10. And you got a crush on SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's a sponge.
Because he's a sponge. What more could you want in a lover?
That's right. That's what Ellie used to say. And then she found Dan. She realised that it didn't have to just be sponges.
I know. To be fair, Dan cleans very well. So he does. He cleans equally as good as a sponge.
He loves
does.
A sponge as much as Kaylee does.
Yeah. Yep. That's fair. All right, Kaylee. Thank you. Great submission. If I ever meet SpongeBob, I'll let him know. I'll give him your number.
Okay.
She's like, please don't. Yep. That's embarrassing.
Yeah. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We're going to take you back to the 80s right now. Today's Bandle was released in 1982. That's the mystery song we're trying to guess from 1982. We're going to play the drums, then the bass, then a couple of synth layers. And if we're really bad at the game and we need the voice cover, well, we might get that far as well. Sunny Coast, what's really cool about this, Ellie and I do not know the song that we're going to be playing for. And if you can beat us, if you've got an idea of what the song could be, before us, 545-11919 is our number, and you'll be going in the draw to win $100 to spend at Malool Bar Music.
All righty. Apparently today's is easy. So
okay.
If we don't get it quickly, we suck. Collectively, all of us.
Yeah, that's you too, listener.
Yeah. That's
you in
mean.
Your car right now.
Yeah, we all suck. Unless
the kids in the back also suck.
I wasn't bringing the kids into
sorry.
It.
Sorry.
Okay. They definitely weren't around in 1982.
No, so. Fair. Neither were we.
All right, layer number one.
I think I know it.
Whoa.
I think so. No. Close.
Very tropical vibes.
I got no idea.
Oh, you sounded so convincing.
You know what my head does, though? It goes, here's a thing, but... it's not that.
Oh, I'm going to be thinking only of Coco Jumbo this whole time now.
I'm thinking dancing on the ceiling, but it's not that.
No, it's too tropical for that, I reckon. All right, let's go layer number two. Yes?
Oh. What makes it tropical is my question.
The bongo drum.
Oh, okay.
If a bloody timpani xylophone-y thing comes in, marimba, that's the one, then I'm definitely right.
Can you not swear on the radio,
okay,
please?
Sorry.
But we'll let the Sunny Coast jump in because I want people to get involved. All right. Let's go to the phones. 545-11919. Who's this?
It's me, Hunter.
Hello, it's
Hello,
me, Hunter.
Hunter.
Hunter, we could be putting you in the draw for $100 to spend at Malool Bar Music. What is that bandle?
Thriller by Michael Jackson. I read it.
I think it is too. Let me punch it in here. T-H-R-I. There we are. Thriller. Sure is. It's me, Hunter. You're in the draw for that $100 to spend at Malool Bar Music, mate.
Thank you.
Good on you. Do you play an instrument at all, Hunter?
Yeah, I play piano, drums, and a lot of others.
Oh,
and a lot of others?
Wow.
It's a one-man band.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you can find a lot to spend your money on at Malool Bar Music if you're the lucky winner at the end of the week.
Okay.
Hunter, have you ever heard of the marimba before? Because that's Ellie's favourite instrument.
Yeah, I've heard of
some. Yeah. Hunter and I are musicians.
Are we? Well, I'm
we
not.
We get it.
I'm not.
Yeah. And do you know what? I was wrong. Thriller, not a tropical song.
They may not be bongos, to be fair.
Next time.
Am I getting a hint of marimba in that song?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
On Instagram, there's a video going viral at the moment. Innes Ray Music has actually shared a video of her dad. They're driving in the car, but he's trying to describe... just have a listen.
On the TikTok or the Instagram, they were all sending me the private messages. Nigella was sending me things, and lots of people were sending me one all the time, and you said it wasn't. It was their story or something.
You thought it was a private message.
Yeah, I responded to all of them. A lot. But no, you're not right, because some of them are. Some of them responded to me.
They're probably wondering why you're messaging to every story.
I don't... No, it wasn't a story. It was on my phone, and Nigella would say a thing about, today I'm making this delicious lemon cake, and then I would say, that looks really nice, thank you.
So Nigella, the celebrity chef, is posting to her story, and she's talking about lemon cakes and stuff. He's replying going, thank you for sending
thank
me this.
You.
Oh, this is great. Keep me in the loop.
He thinks that she's sending him to her. The daughter continues to
the
press.
The Rock is on the red carpet and he's just sending me a video of his new movie premiere. So it's really cool to be able to, I feel like I'm friends with The Rock.
She presses him a little bit more as to why he thinks that Nigella and him are friends.
Why would you think Nigella was sending you a private text?
Because when I set up the TikTok and the Instagram, thing, I was her friend.
You just followed her.
So we're not friends.
So you reckon he's going to parties with his mates being like, oh yeah, Nigella Lawson and I are great friends.
We're friends on
she
Facebook,
sends me
guys.
Lemon cakes all the time.
She sends me videos like all the time talking about what's going on and like behind the scenes of her new cookbook.
Oh,
it's great.
So cute.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Little bit of cool info here. If you love your 80s music and you've heard Rihanna's song SOS, so this takes us back 15 years maybe.
Sounds about right.
About 15 years old. Anyway, SOS, the second verse in particular, something's gone on because the guy that wrote it has actually done an interview recently on a podcast and he's described exactly what he's done in the second verse and he's realised that no one has cottoned on.
Mm.
He's given us some subliminal messaging in the Rihanna SOS song. No one picked up on it.
No, I certainly didn't.
Have a listen.
I wrote it. I had no idea what I was doing. The whole second verse of that song is 80s song titles strung together as sentences because I thought it would be super clever. Take on me, aha. Take on me, aha. You know inside you feel it right. You know inside you feel it right. Take me on. Take me on. I could just die up in your arms tonight. Could just die up in your arms tonight. I melt with you. You got me head over heels. You got me head over heels. But boy, you keep me hanging on the way you make me feel.
So there's so much to unpack there. So let's go through them a little bit. So he said, take on me, aha, uh-huh, the little bit where she starts.
Of course, by aha. Uh-huh.
By aha, uh-huh. So that's really cool. Cutting crew died in your arms.
I can't just die up in your arms tonight.
Right. Also, you got me head over heels. Cool. I can't believe nobody picked up on it.
I know.
In
well,
this 20 years. A little bit of Michael Jackson in there as well with the way you make me feel.
Way you make me feel. Does this mean it's kind of plagiarism? Like, is he just taking on other people's successful songs?
The entire 80s decade comes for him and wants all of their billions of dollars back. Do we start the show with Rihanna's SOS? So that we can hear it. We can hear that second verse.
The whole song. You want to play it right now?
We can play it, can't we?
Mate, you're in charge of the music.
Why don't we play it next?
Okay. All right. We'll play it very soon. And remember, kids, your chance to play Under the Pump also not too far off.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And hey, in a few weeks' time, we are going to be pounding the pavement for a good cause.
$25 is all it takes to put school shoes on a kid's feet. Donate now at inclusivekids.com.au. For Crick's Volkswagen, Kicks for Kids on CFM.
Yeah, it's all happening. 30Ks is going to be trudged by the CFM team, all to raise money for Inclusive Kids and to put shoes on the feet of kids right here on the Sunny Coast who otherwise couldn't afford them.
Yeah, it's not about us, Sunny Coast. Honestly, it's us making a lot of noise to sort of get your attention and really so that we can raise awareness about this. Thousands of kids here on the Sunny Coast going to school without the proper shoes, stuff on their feet, uniforms, school stuff, whatever it is. And those little things may just be little. You know, you might be able to borrow a pen from a mate or whatever.
Yep.
But starting to not fit in at an early age has shown that it can eventually have you hanging out with the wrong types of people, making the wrong decisions, bad choices. You end up in bad situations. And then it takes a little while to try and get you back into community and back into society. And so Inclusive Kids want to try and catch it early and help out all these young kids that are doing it tough. So it's the Crick's Volkswagen Kicks for Kids. If you want to get involved, inclusivekids.com.au.
Yeah, and look, we can, you know, ram this message home as much as we can, you know, saying, oh, there's all these kids on the Sunny Coast. But the truth is, Taz, you and I both had, you know, great upbringings where we were lucky enough to...
I was okay. I kind of knew people at school or at least people either in my friend group or, you know, near where I would sit at lunch. Mm-hmm. I think everybody has that memory where you were either that person or you knew of somebody who was. And I don't think you really kind of understood as a kid what that meant.
Well, Foz and Brooke have spoken to someone on their show who we wanted to bring you this afternoon as well because her message is great. Her name's Tash. And she donated to an inclusive kids campaign we ran not long ago to Foz and Brooke. And basically she said that the reason she felt compelled to donate to this wonderful charity is because she grew up in a family where money was scarce and, you know, things were tight. And so she spoke to Foz and Brooke about the impact of not having shoes and what it can do to a child.
In high school, I remember starting high school and, you know, your mum's got to buy your jersey and, you know, your school uniform and the books. And now shoes, well, shoes, you know, like they just, we just didn't, you just, I remember starting high school with a big split in my shoe. So from where the sole meets to where the canvas meets, and these are canvas shoes, there was a split from the top through to the side of my shoe. And I remember constantly having to walk so my shoe, you wouldn't notice it. Mm. And that was my sports, you know, that was my what I played sports in, that's what I walked to school in, that was what I went out on the weekends in. It was the same pair of shoes. I remember getting a new pair of leather shoes and it was everything. It was, I was so proud of those shoes right by my bed. I know that sounds funny, but when there's a few kids in the house, you don't want them taking your shoes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. they were right by my bed. And I wore those until they split. So, I mean, as simple as, you know, my kids have shoes. They have, they will never know what that feels like. Just one pair of shoes is massive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Such a small thing can mean so much.
Such a small thing means so much. And I remember not being able to go to school for a week because we had no shoes.
Wow.
So, you know, you just can't, like as a teenager, absolutely not. As a junior, like, yes, yeah, sure. But as a teenager, absolutely not. And we had to wait for a pay period before Mum could get some shoes. So shoes are, you know, to us, $25. I'm thinking that's like four coffees. Big deal. You know, if you can put a pair of shoes on a kid for a period of 6 months, you know, and what you're doing if you're a parent is you're taking that strain, one less strain away.
So well spoken by Tash, and we really, you know, thank her for her vulnerability around the issue. Please head to inclusivekids.com.au if you want to donate to this amazing cause. We will be talking about it more over the next few weeks.
Yeah, roll your sleeves up, Sunny Coast. Someone's going to help these kids, and let's do it together.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
Congrats to all the Year 12s on the way home from their psychology exam today. That was on today's agenda. They split it into two. So in the morning they did psychology paper one.
Yeah.
In the afternoon they did psychology paper two.
The weird thing about the exam, at least when I remember doing it, is the desks had to be 2 metres apart from each other as well. So often they're apart, but you can kind of like have a you can grab a pen from the next person.
I was
going
to say have a peek at the next person.
Oh, yeah.
You little cheater compulsive eater.
Why not? Especially if you're sitting next to somebody smarter than you.
No.
What?
You can't cheat.
What are they going to do? Are they going to do, little peek?
Expel you.
No, they can't.
And ban you from schoolies.
They can't do that.
Can't
they? No.
That's what I was scared of.
You're close enough to schoolies. You've bought the Acom. What are they going to do?
When you...
Am I a bad influence?
Yes.
Oh.
Yesterday you were banging on about how your 12 exams mean nothing and your school scores mean nothing.
If
and
you
today
want,
you're saying,
if
cheat.
You want a career enough, this result isn't going to stop you.
When you were doing your 12 exams, did you have to have labelless water bottles?
Yes.
Where to take the labels
and
off?
And did you have to bring in like your pen and stuff in a see-through bag, like a little Glad Wrap bag?
Yep. Yep.
Because who's smuggling in, you know, the answers in
do
a
you
pencil
know,
case?
Girls in my year used to wear stockings, even though exams are in summer. They'd wear stockings as their uniform and then write their notes on their leg and then pull the stockings up, go to the bathroom, pull the stockings up and you could see them.
I had a few guys in my grade do that as well.
There you go.
It's the secret.
It is the stocking
grade 12s,
secret.
Write that down.
No, do not
stockings
cheat.
Tomorrow.
Just study hard.
Well done. You can thank Ellie and Taz for those extra marks.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM, it's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
Day of days, Tazzy. We've been talking about it for months. It is nearly here.
Design the life you want with supports by Design Disability Services. Build a boat to win 2K cash. Ellie and Tass's Build a Boat Regatta. Build a boat and hope it does sink.
This Saturday, it's happening Fraser Park, Golden Beach. 11 a.m. is when the races kick off. Scrutineering of the boat starts from 10.
Not the most interesting part of it. If you're going to bring the kids down, they're not going, wow, we're going to miss the scrutineering.
But between 10 and 11 is when I'm going to be testing my boat for the first time. No. So that could be worth the watch.
Actually,
could embarrass myself.
You haven't even float tested the boat yet,
exactly.
Which I love.
You know what? I've got faith in my build. If you haven't heard of the Build-A-Boat Regatta, it is a homemade boat race. The winner is going to win $2,000 on the day, and there's another $1,500 up in grabs for prizes.
Yeah, up in grabs for prizes?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
$3,500 to give away on the day. We're going to see businesses, friend groups, families come together on these rafts, these boats, everything sort of strapped together, people making last-minute adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
It's always so much fun to be a part of. And we'd love to see you there Saturday at 11 a.m. Just going to quickly chat to old Rod from Perigian, though. He's registered. He told us about his boat design a couple of weeks ago. But, Rod, your idea's changed, mate.
Yeah, mate. It had to change. Just wasn't going to be viable. So, went to Plan B. So we were going to make it out of a good old door.
A door?
A door. So what type of door is it going to be?
Oh, mate, just your classic door. Just slap some seats on it, put some boogie boards under it and see if she floats. If not, she'll go. Nah, she'll go.
Where are you getting the door from? Are you just going to rip one down from your house?
Facebook Marketplace. I've already got a free door, mate. Facebook Marketplace.
Could be the first door we've seen in 3 years of the Build-A-Boat.
I agree. I don't think we've had a door.
Mate. Well, it goes with the theme of our team. So we're our Team Titanic 2, mate.
So you are going to prove that Rose could have had Jack on the boat.
We could have had three on that boat, yep, for sure.
Amazing. It's thanks to Supports by Design. You can design the life you want with Supports by Design Disability Services. Get involved. Who's on your team, Rod?
I've got two of my clients coming, a legend named Zach and another named Morgan.
Amazing. Love that. Now, Rod, we've talked about the boat now. I just want to bring up the fact that we've just called you to get you on the radio to talk about Build-A-Boat Regatta, and you've said, I'm just hanging out with Foz from The Big Breakfast. What is going on?
Oh, mate, Foz was a bit lonely. He was missing his partner, and I gave him a call and said I'll hang out with him, and so I've invited him to come see you guys and come see that good old movie Venom.
Yeah, is Foz there?
Yeah, you want me to put my mate on?
Yeah.
Well, our mate, thank you.
Oh, hang on.
Big old Foz.
You're thank you. How are you guys?
Foz, are you on a date with Rod right now? What is happening?
I'm on a date with Rod, yes. We're just having some dumplings before the movie premiere. I've got a lot of time on my hands. My partner's away. This is nice.
How's it going? Like, do you think it'll end with a kiss or something at the end of the dinner?
Well, let's hope so.
He's our listener. All right, Fozzie, can you stop stealing
our listeners?
Get your own.
I mean, he's our listener. He's CFM's listener.
All right. We need to start wining and dining listeners also. Who's paying tonight, Fozzie?
I'm paying.
Are you paying?
Yes, yeah, I'm... I haven't had a kid and a partner for a week. You save so much money when you don't have that, you know?
All right, well...
I don't have a partner or a kid. I'm still broke, so I'm doing it wrong.
We'll leave you guys to it. Enjoy your date, I guess, and we'll see you both at the Build-A-Boat Regatta on Saturday.
Oh, we'll see you at the movie premiere tonight.
Oh, yeah, that too. Jeez, it's all happening at CFM, isn't it, Tazzy?
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.